Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
All right, good morning, everybody. 8:46, it's the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. Mostly cloudy today and mild. Highs in the lower 50s.
All right, saying goodbye, we have actor Josh McKenzie. He's going to be coming up in the next 10 minutes promoting the NBC drama The Hunting Party. It kicks off season 2 coming up on Thursday on NBC and Peacock. So okay, we'll talk to him. In the meantime, let's do this.
Time now for the gossip. You like that gossip? It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess, you got some quick celebrity buzz.
All right, here we go. So John Hamm will host the 15th annual NFL Honors.
I did see that.
Thursday, February the 5th at San Francisco's Palace of Fine Arts. The ceremony airs live on NBC and NFL Network at 9 p.m. Eastern. It will be streaming on Peacock and also NFL Plus. And Hamm replaces 2025 host Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
All right. So get ready for that. He is set to host the 2026 NFL Honors. Also, several major cinema chains are preparing to celebrate National Popcorn Day on January the 19th. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but Cinemark is now announcing that, yes, they will allow you to pay $5. You can fill the container from January 18th and January the 19th, and this does include the Lowe's 5-gallon bucket.
Mm.
How cool is this? So for $5, you can get the Lowe's bucket and get it filled with popcorn.
Then this will be the first and last time they'll do that.
Regal provides free just large like popcorn.
7-Eleven on 7-Eleven day when they do the Slurpee day. Yeah, this is gonna be a one and done.
Regal.
See, like back in the day when they used to have free Slurpee day,
I know,
you were able to bring in any container you wanted and fill it up. You could bring in anything. And we would always see the stories about people bringing in wheelbarrows.
Yeah, I know, like crazy items.
The back of a pickup truck. Yep. I mean, it was like huge, crazy stuff.
Yeah. And that was it. One and done.
Nowadays, it's a free small.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this National Popcorn Day that a lot of these places are like, oh, yeah, you can fill all this up and bring in buckets.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, Regal says also that they will provide a free large popcorn for costume wearing customers.
Mm.
And AMC announced that it will offer unlimited refills.
Okay.
On any purchase size. But it's unlimited refills while you're there.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, they might continue that.
Yeah.
But not bringing in other kind of containers.
I mean, so far, the biggest one that they're showing on here is the Lowe's 5-gallon bucket.
That might be one and done.
So, yeah.
That's the one that they're going to be like, I don't know about
because
that.
Because people are going to go overboard
with
it. Yeah.
They're going to bring in someone's going to come in with like a family of like five or six.
Or a truckload of the bucket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're going to try to fill all of them up. No, that's a promo.
That's
the promo.
That's what you said. The Lowe's bucket, $5.
The promo, that's the promo. And then we're going to see all these stories. And like I said, next year it'll be a free small.
Done.
Free small popcorn on National Popcorn Day. And everybody will be like, ugh.
Also, is your NFL team in the playoffs? If so, how likely are they to go all the way? The sports website, SB Nation, ranked all 14 playoff teams based on their likelihood of winning it all.
Oh, really?
And here is how they see it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Drum roll, please.
Hold on. Let me get the appropriate music. Okay. So these are this is the likelihood of your team going all the way. So the teams that are left, because everything...
14, there's 14 teams.
So we are now in the postseason.
We are.
Okay, so this is a likelihood. And so basically, it predicts a winner here.
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Do you have it in order?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with the least.
I can just start at the top and just say number one, Philadelphia Eagles. I can do that for you.
Well, do it. I mean, for real. Do it based on the real...
I am doing
No, for real. Because I don't trust
Bill,
you.
Bill, for real.
So they really think, they say the Eagles have the best chance?
Okay, all right.
They do?
No, let's do this.
Okay.
All right, ready? Number 14, Carolina Panthers.
Oh, so you're going,
I'm going to go from the bottom up.
Okay, yeah. Bottom up. Panthers. I think
14 Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
Is at the bottom of the barrel.
Okay.
Number 13, they have the Steelers.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the Steelers had a little bit better chance, but go ahead.
Number 12, they have the Packers.
The Packers, okay.
Number 11, they have the Chargers. Number 10, Houston Texans. Number 9, Chicago Bears. Number 8, Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, this is where it gets a little funny because I think they messed up here.
This is Jessica's opinion, but go ahead.
Number 7, they do have the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
Number 6, New England Patriots. Number 5, Denver Broncos. Number 4, Buffalo Bills. Number 3, San Francisco 49ers.
Are the 49ers good like that? I know you guys play them.
We do.
But where's my 49er fans at?
We're going to see.
Are the 40 and where's my football people at? Are the 49ers good like that? I know they're good. Obviously, they made the playoffs, but are they really like good like that?
Number 2, I disagree with this list, but number 2, Los Angeles Rams. And number 1, Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks are for real.
They are.
I'm not saying I agree with that list.
Yeah, I don't totally agree with the list.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you just if it's not Philadelphia and that's it, then you don't agree.
Saying, but saying Seattle Seahawks, this is not the only list that I continue to see that.
But real football fans, I mean, people who know football, like, Seahawks are for real. They could be up there.
I know.
I do agree.
I don't disagree.
I agree with New England up there.
Number 6.
They could be higher. And who else?
They have the Rams, 49ers.
I don't know if I agree with the Rams second.
Buffalo Bills, Denver Broncos.
I know. Shout out to my buddy Ray. I know he's a Rams fan. Got Rams tattooed on him. But
does he really?
He does.
I didn't know that.
He does.
Oh, God.
But I don't know if I agree with him number 2. Now, honestly, I hope the Eagles do something for my wife.
They're number 7 on the list.
My wife and my son. I hope they do something. But
I already booked our hotel for the parade. We're ready.
Okay, Jess.
I did.
But I'm thinking, like, I don't know. Could be good. I could be right with the Seahawks. They are for real. And I think Denver's tough.
They're number 5 on the list.
I think they should be higher. I think Denver's better than the Rams.
You do?
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. And are the 49ers good like that?
They're up at number 3. I was surprised by that.
If this is it, let's just say this is like real. Okay. Like, let's just say this list is like, yes, this list will happen, let's just say. Then y'all are in trouble like that this weekend.
That means we lose.
Yeah.
If this list is correct. Yeah. I don't think we're going to lose.
I know you don't think you're ever going to lose, but I'm just saying, like,
that's why this list is incorrect.
Yeah, right, Jess. But I mean, like, for real. Like,
that's what they're saying.
Wow.
According to this list, SB Nation.
I can't have an intelligent football conversation with Jess because she's not realistic. But
I am very realistic.
She's not. But I'm just saying, like,
I am very realistic.
She's not. But realistic.
And we're going. We're going.
But again, not with your heart. Like, you can't be. Jessica would never be able to be on a sports show.
I have to go with my heart.
Yeah. I'm talking about real football.
I have to.
Real football stats. Like, I don't know.
You don't have to know. I have to know. I have to know in my heart, Jess, that we're going.
No, I mean, look, again, I would.
We're going back.
Then that'd be great for my wife. Not for you, but for my wife.
I have to speak it into existence.
Well, we'll see.
But
we'll see what happens.
But when I did book the room, they're all sold out.
8:55. It's a Bill and Jessica show.
Why don't you believe me?
We'll continue on the way. We got Josh McKenzie coming up from the hunting party.
We're going.
Season 2 kicking off Thursday, January 8th. We'll talk with him coming up. Listen.